Hi, everyone. I decided to add a little message here before the actual episode starts. And today we are talking all about glutathione injections. And oddly enough, I had a gentleman reach out to me quite literally hours after I recorded this episode about an experience he had with glutathione infusions, the IV form of it. I don't go into that in today's episode. But he ended up having some very rare, severe reactions that are affecting him long term in the form of severe insomnia, not being able to sleep for more than a couple of hours a night for 6 months now, anxiety and all the other things. And when you break it down, the truth is there's not a lot of data out there that we have to fall back on regarding how this can impact you. And yes, will I say that this was a rare outcome? 100%, I think it's a very rare outcome. However, it doesn't mean that it can't happen, and it doesn't mean that it can't happen to you. I do go over some protocols in here that I read about and that I researched about. And I say this in this episode, and I'm going to say it again here. Always do the lowest dose of these things unless you are working with a practitioner of some sort that really understands what they're doing. Because I'm not a doctor, but I know a lot of practitioners and a lot of doctors, they're doing these things and even they don't really know the potential side effects and how it could affect people. And even though this gentleman went through something that was extremely rare, it could happen to you. It could happen to any of us. So I don't want to scare you off from using glutathione injections. I think after this episode, you can see it has some amazing things. But just like everything else, we need not to overwhelm our systems with these things because it can lead to some of these more rare, intense side effects. So I just wanted to throw that out there. I couldn't in good conscience put this episode out without conveying that message to all of you. And I hope you enjoy the episode and thanks for listening. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the West Wellness and Longevity Podcast. My name is Tara West, and I am a functional nutritionist passionate about how we can use food as medicine and truly heal our bodies. I'm also obsessed with longevity with a love for peptides, fitness, and all the latest and greatest biohacking resources. I spend hours upon hours looking at the latest research and implementing them into my own life and in my practice with my clients. I look forward to sharing all of this wonderful information with you. Hey guys, quick reminder, this podcast is for information purposes only and not meant to treat or diagnose. So please consult with your personal health practitioner prior to implementing anything that you hear about on this show. Now on to the next episode. All right, welcome back everyone. Before we get started today, just a couple of things. I had a listener from the podcast, I think it's from the podcast, or maybe it's an Instagram follower. I can't remember. Maybe both. Lots of times it's both. Her name is Angela. I wanted to give Angela a huge shout out. She actually sent me an email this past week about a forum called the School Forum that a lot of these peptide people are moving over to just for the mere fact that our Instagrams are getting shut down and all that craziness. I think I mentioned this before. My TikTok got shut down not too long ago. And so I was like, awesome. So I went over and I went to check it out. And it's like Facebook in the sense that you just put in comments, you can add pictures. But it's really the perfect platform to go to the next step of what I've been really wanting to do. And that is to create a forum, if you will, a platform that we can all go into and talk about our experiences with peptides and we can learn from each other. My intention is to post protocols, which I've already been doing, and to learn from you as well. Now, let me say this. This is just for the ladies. So for my male listeners out there, I hope you don't take offense to that. But I created this just for my female audience because it is such a missing piece right now. There are so many resources for men to go to find out about how peptides in particular benefit men. In fact, this is one of the problems that I had when I started getting into this is there was all this research out there and conversations being had about how these things helped the male side of the population, but for us ladies, it's a lot harder to find. And so I strategically started this really to create a safe place for women to go to talk about their experiences, to share their experiences. And the name of it is called the Women's Peptide Collective. And so I'm going to put a link in the show notes. It's totally free. I think I started it like literally 24 hours ago. We have 24 members so far. I want to have thousands of members because the more people that we can learn from, the more we're going to gain out of it. And if you do join, don't be quiet. Talk about your experiences. Ask your questions. There's no dumb question. That's how we learn. We all started with what in our minds might seem like now a dumb question. There's no such thing. This is how we get to the next step, by asking the questions. And you can just throw a question out there. I threw a question out this morning if anyone had experience with this. And that is a perfect segue to go into today's discussion. So for today, oh, before I forget, yes, shout out to Angela. But I also wanted to mention this. So cool when y'all reach out to me. I actually got an email from someone named Alex, all the way from Australia, which I was like, that is so cool that someone in Australia is actually listening to the podcast. And I got an order in at the Peptique from someone out of Israel. Unfortunately, I had to email this individual back and tell them that I can't ship out of country, which I hate that. I really wish I could, but I don't have the permits and I'm just not set up to do that. So anyway, I love it how these things grow and how I'm able to make connections and stuff with people, not even just here in the United States, but all over the world. That's super cool. Okay, moving on. Let's start talking about today's topic. And I'm always trying to come up with ideas and what do you all want to listen to? And I don't know if this one's going to be as sexy as a lot of the other stuff that we talk about, but today I want to talk about glutathione. And I did an episode on this way early on. And please forgive me because those early episodes were rough and I was just learning how to do all this and how to be comfortable talking on this platform. I'm sure it's not as polished or it doesn't seem as genuine maybe, or authentic, I guess is the right word, because I was nervous and didn't know what I was doing. But I did an episode about glutathione way back in the beginning. And as my journey evolves through all this, so does my thought process and that sort of thing. When I did that particular episode, the idea of injecting glutathione was not even something that I don't even know that I knew about it. If I did know about it, it wasn't a situation where I was trying it or thought about trying it. So I didn't really talk a whole lot about it in that episode. But what I did do is do a really deep scientific dive on how glutathione works, to how to get your body to naturally start producing more of it. Just because everything else, I think I sound like a broken record because I say this all the time, but it's just true. Our glutathione levels decline as we age. And I remember when I was first hearing about glutathione and I learned that it is our master antioxidant, I was like, whoa. Because if you're not in this space, when you think antioxidant, most people, they go first to vitamin C, right? That's where my brain goes. And vitamin C is a wonderful antioxidant. But our master antioxidant is glutathione. And so today, I'm going to talk about primarily injectable glutathione and the benefits of it and some of the risks that could come into play. And so keep that in mind. I'm also going to say this as a disclaimer, not going to talk about the IV glutathione because that is a thing right now. I've not personally done that most of the time, not all the time. I try to really stick with things that I have personally done. And I don't have personal experience with the IVs. We're going to talk about the injectable form today and what you can learn from that. So let's just dive right in. What is glutathione? Like I said, it's our master antioxidant, but it's a small and mighty molecule. It's a tripeptide made of three amino acids, glutamate, cysteine, and glycine. And it's literally found in every single cell of our body. And it plays a central role in defending cells against oxidative stress. And any of you that know about the 12 hallmarks of aging, oxidative stress is one of them, all right? So its key functions include neutralizing the harmful free radicals before they damage our DNA, our proteins, and our cell membranes. It also is critical in supporting liver detoxification by binding to and helping eliminate toxins, things like heavy metals and just overall waste products that we flush our body with every day. It helps maintain immune resilience and regulates inflammation. Again, immune system decline and inflammation or inflammaging. These are other parts of the 12 hallmarks of aging. So you see where I'm going with this. And then it can regenerate other antioxidants like vitamin C and vitamin E, so they keep working in our bodies. And because glutathione naturally declines as we age, it can lead to chronic stress, illness, poor diet, and toxin exposure, having an even bigger burden on us systemically. You can take glutathione orally, which is what most people do. I will say this, it's not like a lot of these things, it's not bioavailable hardly at all orally. It's broken down by the GGT enzymes, which I'm not even going to try to pronounce actually what that stands for, before it can ever even get into our bloodstream. And as a result, just very little glutathione survives digestion. So you can get the liposomal form. So if you want to stick with an oral form, which I'm not going to talk a lot about today, you definitely want to get the liposomal form. It's still not great as far as bioavailability is concerned, but it's definitely better than the non-liposomal forms. In fact, I would say if you've got non-liposomal glutathione in your sea of supplements, throw it away because you're literally wasting your money. This is where we start going into the conversation about the injectable glutathione. It's just more predictable because you know that it doesn't have to go through the gut and the first round of the liver and all of that in order for it to be absorbed. And you instantly get that higher circulating level of glutathione in your body. It can also be way more effective, and with even if you are on the liposomal forms, with people that have GI absorption issues, which is a lot of people today. And so we know it's our master antioxidant. It's important to keep the glutathione levels up as we age for all the reasons we already discussed. But let's talk about how you might fit in that category, how a glutathione injection protocol might work for you. So studies show that it can really benefit athletes and high performance individuals. So if you're someone that is doing intense exercise, this ramps up oxygen use in the muscles, and then it creates that unavoidable spike in oxidative stress and inflammation. So inflammation is good to an extent, and then it crosses over to the bad side. And as you get older, it's harder to recover from workouts. So you're going to naturally have a higher level of oxidative stress if you are really doing hard workouts and not allowing for rest, which I've seen this with clients in my practice time and time again. My own husband is guilty of this. The last time I ran his labs a few months ago, everything came back where I was like, okay, you have got to start resting more in between your workouts because it's all over your blood work that you've got this increased oxidative stress. And this slows down recovery. It damages muscle fibers and it suppresses immunity. So it's the workouts at that point are starting to backfire on you when you get into that. So where does glutathione come into play here? As the body's master antioxidant, it directly neutralizes reactive oxygen species before they damage the cells. And again, it also regenerates other antioxidants like the vitamin C, which keeps the entire antioxidant network active. So it has this domino effect. And the potential outcome here is that you're going to have a faster muscle repair, less post-training soreness, a stronger immune system. And it's really going to help when you're in these heavier training blocks. It's also been shown to work really well for skin brightening and to even out skin tones if you're one of these people like me that struggles with melasma or some of the dark spots from all the damage we did in the 80s and the 90s, right? If you have hyperpigmentation, the uneven skin tone, this is either like UV exposure over time or it can be caused by inflammation, and our hormones can cause it as well. So glutathione can come in and inhibit tyrosinase, and I don't know if I'm saying that, so don't laugh at me if I'm saying it wrong, And this is the enzyme that drives melanin synthesis. And it shifts the type of melanin produced from the darker to the lighter and can actually help with that. Now, if you're one of these people that's wanting to maintain a darker skin tone, then you may not want to do this. But if you are someone that really struggles with that unevenness in the skin tone, then it may be something you consider. So over time, if you do these higher doses of glutathione and you do the injectables, the research shows about 8 to 12 weeks, this can translate into this lighter, more even skin appearance. But I will say is that a lot of the information out there suggests that you really get the biggest benefit of it while you're doing the injections. And then sometimes after you finish doing the injections, the hyperpigmentation can return. It's also good for people that high toxic load and are being bombarded by environmental exposure. So chronic exposure to heavy metals, molds, the mycotoxins, pesticides, industrial pollutants burdens the liver's detox pathway. And so glutathione comes in on phase two detoxification and it binds to fat soluble toxins through a process called conjugation. This makes them water soluble so they can be excreted through urine and bile. So this is really helps with a more efficient toxin clearance, reduced oxidative stress from these pollutants, and potential improved liver enzyme profiles. Someone like me, for example, when I ran my genetics, one of the things that came back on there is that I particularly have some genetic variants that make me more sensitive to environmental carcinogens, which in theory, if I'm not taking care of myself, and I'm not using things like glutathione that could build up in my system and my risk would be increased to get cancer from some of these environmental toxins. I know not everybody has their genetics in front of them and you don't know if you have some of those genetic variants. But for me personally, this is where glutathione is really important because I do know that. And I know I have to be even more diligent about making sure that I'm taking care of that with them. It's also been shown to really help with neurodegenerative concerns. So brain tissue is highly vulnerable to this oxidative damage because of its oxygen use and fat content. So in diseases, especially like Parkinson's, where oxidative stress and mitochondrial dysfunction are major players, it can really help. Glutathione protects neurons from oxidative injury and supports mitochondrial health, which is vital for energy production in the brain cells. So low glutathione levels is often something that someone with Parkinson's disease, for example, struggles with. So where it's not going to reverse a disease like Parkinson's, it can slow down the progression. And I will tell you, I have an uncle right now who has Parkinson's and my aunt has had him on high doses of liposomal glutathione. And she can tell a difference when he's on that. And then sometimes when he's cycled off of it, that his symptoms do seem to get worse. So this is definitely something that can come into play. And if you think about it, if the liposomal is helping that much, then the injectable form in theory would help even more. It can also be really helpful for people that have challenges with their immune system. So if you're one of these people that you struggle with chronic illness, which I'm not going to go down the rabbit hole of why that might happen, but just say that you do, or you're coming off of a bad virus and you just feel fatigued and not quite like yourself, or you get frequent infections, these can all deplete glutathione and impair your immune balance. So glutathione injections, because we get the better bioavailability and we can do it at a higher dose, can really help these individuals. It's going to help with a more balanced immune system and reduce inflammation. So you can potentially have faster recovery from illness when using glutathione. And here's a little pro tip that you may or may not have heard. If you pair glutathione with vitamin C, it can really help because these two antioxidants work as a team. So when glutathione is doing its job, it's neutralizing free radicals, it becomes oxidized, basically used up. But vitamin C steps in and helps recycle oxidized glutathione back into its active form so it can keep protecting your cells. And the reverse is also true. Glutathione helps regenerate vitamin C after it's spent. The good news here is you don't have to inject vitamin C for the synergy to work. Most people, a daily oral dose of between 500 to 2,000 milligrams split into two servings is enough to keep this antioxidant cycle going. So if you have a sensitive stomach, because we know that vitamin C can upset the stomach, look for a buffered format of the vitamin C. This pairing just proves to be super useful because if you take the glutathione with the vitamin C, you're essentially doubling the efficiency of both. I tend to do 1,000 milligrams orally of the vitamin C when I'm doing the glutathione injections. So what did people note from this? Do peptides feel overwhelming to you? Well, you're not alone. And if you're not sure where to start, then this is for you. I'm opening up just a few spots this month for a 30-minute one-on-one consult where I'll help you build a personalized peptide protocol based on your goals, whether that's fat loss, energy, skin rejuvenation, sleep, or muscle recovery. It's only $100, and by the end of our call, you'll know exactly what to take, how to dose it, and how to stack it. Plus, you'll get a special savings on your first order from The Peptique. I only offer a few of these consults each month, and they book up super fast. So if this sounds like what you need, check the email link in the show notes to reserve your spot. Let's get you started the right way, smart, safe, and backed by research. Now back to the show. And let me say this, there's not a ton of studies out there right now that we have about the impact or the effects of injectable or IV glutathione. A lot of this is anecdotal. We do have some, but a lot of this is anecdotal, listening to clinicians and their practices, what they've seen, what their clients and patients have seen, and that sort of thing. So these are some of the things that have been noticed with glutathione injections. Many notice a gradual lightening or evening out of the hyperpigmentation over an 8 to 12 week time frame. And they often report just a healthy glow rather than just a dramatic change overnight. This makes sense to me. If this is a master antioxidant and we're flushing all the toxins out of our system more efficiently, our skin's just going to look better, right? Because we are optimizing ourselves from the inside out. People have also reported improved recovery and reduced fatigue. So athletes and active individuals feel less soreness post-workout, and people under high physical or mental stress often notice a more sustained energy. It also, with the stronger immune function, people report fewer seasonal illnesses and quicker recovery from colds and viruses. And this is likely due to glutathione's role in the immune cell activation and inflammation regulation. People note better detoxification capacity. Those with toxin exposure or mold illness often describe fewer symptoms like brain fog, headaches, and sluggishness. And this is potentially related to glutathione's role in binding and eliminating toxins via the liver. And back to the skin thing, so some people have noticed fewer acne flare-ups and calmer skin inflammation due to glutathione's antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties. Sharper mental clarity. Some users note improved focus and less mental haze, and that would be contributed to the reduced oxidative stress in the brain that glutathione can contribute to. And then just general anti-aging support. Often users describe feeling younger and energy and appearance. All this stuff, again, is more anecdotal than what we've seen in any large type of trial. Okay, let's go into what the side effects could be, some of the negative. Those are the positive reactions. Let's talk about what potentially could be some of the negative reactions. Redness, swelling, or tenderness where the injection was given. And I will tell you, I do experience this. You have to take this one intramuscularly. It's too big to take subcutaneously, and you're not going to get as big of a benefit from it. I guess you could take it. I just wouldn't recommend it, sub-Q. And it leaves a bump. Is it a little tender? Yeah, I'm so used to this. It's okay, whatever. But I want to prepare you. It is going to leave a little bit of a bump. I do it on my butt cheek. That's the meatiest part, and I just feel like it leaves the least amount of bump. So just know that. And it is a little tender, but that's about it, and it goes away pretty fast. Some people might have some mild nausea. I've never experienced that. Everything that I read about that says that it usually resolves within a couple of hours. Some people might actually get a headache or feel lightheadedness. And this is going to be more common with people that have a high toxic load, because it's going to instantly start binding to that and trying to get it out of your system faster. And this can cause that type of reaction. And then in rare cases, you might get a mild rash or itching. Again, I've never had that. There was one small scale study on rats that was on super high doses, that it ended up increasing the oxidative stress. That theory of too much of a good thing is bad. And so the levels that they were doing for the time frame they did them on with these lab rats is not something that I've been able to find that actually people do as a protocol. So I'm not too worried about that. But I will say, like everything else, this is one of those things where you don't want to overwhelm your system with it. You're going to get all kinds of schools of thoughts and opinions about this out there. I personally feel like with the glutathione, unless you are really struggling with an illness or you've got some mold toxicity or something like that, staying at the lower recommended dosing is always a good thing. And so that's a good segue. Let's go into what these doses are. Now, I've only done like the lower kind of maintenance dose of the glutathione. I don't have personal experience with these higher doses. So let me say that. This is information that I am bringing to you that you could go online and find. And then I'm adding my own personal experience in there. So make sure, like I always say, to do your own research. The skin brightening, usually the protocol for that is 600 to 1200 milligrams. Everything that I read is that you have to get up closer to that 1200 milligrams about twice a week. That's a really large dose. I personally don't know that I would feel comfortable doing that. And everything I read too says you have to do it over an 8 to 12 week time frame. That's not something I would do. But if you're interested in lightening skin, if you're interested in the skin lightening, I would say do your own research and see if that's something that you're comfortable doing. If you've got a big detoxification that you need to do from mold exposure or living in a place that has high environmental toxins, you're going to do the higher doses, I would say around the 600 milligrams, maybe twice weekly, 4 to 8 weeks. And then if you need antioxidant replenishment, like for Parkinson's or things like that, you're going to stay in the 800 to 1200 milligrams once a week for 6 to 10 weeks. Are the protocols that I found were used for that specific type of thing. And then most of us are going to fall on the maintenance dose. I would say 150 milligrams 2 to 3 times a week or 200 milligrams once or twice a week. I'm personally doing 200 milligrams twice a week right now. And I'm going to do that for a couple of weeks, and then I'll probably knock it down to 150 milligrams twice a week or even 200 milligrams once a week. And this for me is something that I kind of cycle through. If I'm feeling run down, if I'm getting sick, or I feel like, or I'm coming off being sick, or if I've traveled, I might up it and do more to get me over that hump. I will say I know people who have done it to help get alcohol out of the toxins from alcohol out of their system. So if you overindulge, don't make this a common practice. You could give yourself a little bit of the higher dose and might make you feel better sooner. I've not personally tried that, but I read a lot about that when I was preparing for this episode. And so this is just one of those things that I definitely would talk to somebody, your own healthcare practitioner, if you have someone you trust, or read all the research you can on your own before you start doing this, because it can be one of those things that can cause problems if you're not doing it correctly. I am a huge believer in glutathione. I think it's a wonderful thing to supplement with. I'm going to put all the links in the show notes for that. And again, I'm going to put the link for the school platform for the Women's Peptide Collective. Go join that. You're going to learn so much from that. I'm already learning so much from that. It's going to continue to get better as we build it. So know that we've just started it. Go like us on Instagram. My consulting site is at West Wellness ATX, and then the Peptique is at the Peptique. And so go follow us there. And I think that's it for today, y'all. I always feel like I'm forgetting to tell you something. There'll be discount codes and stuff like that in the show notes as well. Okay, that's officially it. Until next time, everyone, have a blessed day.